This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When you ask Matt Knight, the coordinator of the University of South Florida Library Special and Digital Collections, how many pieces are held in the archives of the Tampa Library, I mean individual pieces, every book, every oral history, every single piece of minutia in the dozens of separate, smaller compilations, you get this reply.
Boy, I wish you didn't ask me that question. I am not sure. I mean, it's just...
That's because the total's most likely in the hundreds of thousands, if not the low seven figures. So Knight and his fellow special collections librarians really had their work cut out for them when they recently had to pick out just some of those items to put on display for the public at an event called A Few of Our Favorite Things.
The purpose of A Few of Our Favorite Things really is to increase awareness of the collections that we have here at USF. And the way to do that is to showcase some of the things that we have. Let the faculty, staff, the community know what we have here in special collections and that these things are available for researchers to use.
The pieces they ended up selecting spanned both thousands of years and thousands of miles, starting with a 4,000-year-old Sumerian tablet.
It looks like it would be some trader keeping track of the accounts. But it could also be the first poem ever written. We don't know.
Of course, books were big on the list of offerings, ranging from 16th-century French explorer Jacques Lemoyne's journal documenting Florida's Tamaqua Indian tribe to an original copy of Charles Dickens' 1860s serialized novel, Our Mutual Friend.
You know, you just think it's a novel, but that's not how his books came out. They were all serialized. For one penny, you could get a chapter and then wait for the next one to come out.
And so we're talking, you know, probably 64, 65 cents total there at the time.
Now you might be adding some zeros to that.
And in the odd history category, few things could top a scale model of Bust of a Woman, Pablo Picasso's 120-foot-tall sculpture that was going to be built on the USF campus in the early 1970s.
Problem is, fundraising. They set a floor on the donations that could come in, and for that reason, they just weren't able to raise enough from corporations or wealthy individuals, and the project just fell apart. They tried to revive it a few years later at about 60 feet, but that didn't work.
So that's kind of symbolic of special collections in that it's really eclectic back here, you know.
Visitors were also able to tour the inner sanctum of the archives, where rows and rows of bookshelves held countless boxes labeled USF Photo Collection, Dime Novel Collection, or Gansmart Family and Columbia Restaurant Collection, after the famed Tampa Eatery and its creators. Anyone, student or not, can access these collections. Librarian Andy Hughes says that's what makes the university's archives different from that of a museum.
You know, a museum is a private collection. Mm-hmm. You're not really meant to access it. You're just meant to look at it behind glass. What we offer is for people to actually use the materials, to feel them in their hands if they like, to do research, you know, and to get a little more intimate with the objects.
A large portion of the archives comes from private donors. A few years back, memorabilia dealer John Osterwild gave the library some quintessential Tampa items.
A collection of labels and cigar bands and other cigar artifacts. I wanted to have my collection in the hands of folks that would find some value for it. I thought maybe by donating to the university, it would afford the students an opportunity to learn more about the great cigar industry that's been in Tampa for, 100 years.
And Knight hopes that people realize that that's what makes the special collections so special. Something that you think is junk could be priceless for someone else's research purposes.
You just never know what people have got. They may say that these are the diaries that I think will be important, but what really is tremendous is they've got a 4,000-year-old Sumerian clay tablet in the box. You just never know.
If you'd like to see video from A Few of Our Favorite Things, head on over to the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.